I want you to consider, like, how are these unspoken expectations thrust on every single area of your life? And how would showing up in alignment with your truth look like?
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
I've struggled with how to bring this up because right now I just feel surrounded by complaining and anger. People complaining about how others are choosing to show up or respond or not respond to what's happening in the world, how people are running their businesses or not running their businesses, anger over the state of our world and our economy, anger about what people are saying or not saying, anger around how we are handling certain important topics in this United States of America. And I get it. I get why we have all of these thoughts and feelings around all of these important things, but also seemingly many unimportant things. And I feel myself being pulled into the vortex that I've fought so hard to get out of. And I know today is important. Now, while the first part of this story is personal, this isn't actually about me at all. It's very much about you and the weight that you carry from these societal expectations and how that bleeds into your business and career and how you choose to show up or not show up and what you think is right and wrong and what you think you should or shouldn't do. Now, before I get into it, I do have to tell you, I feel the most aligned I have in years with the work I'm doing, who I'm helping, and how it's impacting my clients. It has been a very transformational season for myself, one that has been really empowering, and watching how many of you it has woken up and inspired. Like, it has been such an incredible journey. Now, if you feel lost or maybe you're new, I do want to make sure that you're following me and following along. If you haven't subscribed to the show, hit that button. Make sure you're listening. Episodes come out twice a week. And then also, I'd love if you would head over to Instagram. If you go to Boss Project on Instagram, hit the follow there, then head to my personal profile. It's linked in the bio at Abigail Says. I would love for you to come introduce yourself. Come say hello. Come tell me your biggest takeaways from today's episode and what it's inspiring you to do in your own life and business. If you're not yet a part of my favorite community for online businesses, I want you to consider this your invitation to join us. We have so many incredible opportunities planned for 2024, and I really don't want you to miss anything. So if you're not inside yet, definitely go to creativetemplateshop.com/membership to hear more. And if you're a co-op member already, hop over in the community and tell us your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Now, while this is a long time coming, perhaps even a lifetime to get to this point, the story starts about 6 weeks ago. I decided to make some pretty large changes to how I was choosing to show up online. And it has been a wild ride that honestly deserves its own episode to just talk about how I've decided to get visible and what that has really meant for me personally and what has those effects been on the business, because I know you guys are nosy and I know you want to know, but it needs to be its own episode. But this is really a story within a story, right? In the midst of all of that happening, I was changing how I was talking and showing up and playing with messaging and just being there in a different way, in a louder way, in a more upfront way, I signed up for a conference. And it's one I've been to several times. It's local to Kansas City. And I had to pick up a breakout session. Now, I'm sure descriptions existed somewhere of what the breakout sessions were, but I was picking blindly, okay? I just saw a list of times and a list of topics, and this one particular one stood out very strongly to me. So I took a chance, and I just clicked the button, and I'm here to tell you what the heck that brought up for me. The title of the breakout was Messy Sex. Now, I don't want you to assume I'm about to tell you my sex life. That's literally not at all what I'm going to say. I don't want you to walk away from this, because what I'm going to discuss is something that absolutely everyone listening needs to hear. And I know that the topic of sex can make people uncomfortable, but what this specific situation illustrated for me absolutely impacts you personally. Now, I walked into the room with no expectations. I walked in thinking maybe we were going to get a little uncomfortable. Maybe we were going to talk about our relationships with our partners. Maybe we were even going to talk about having better sex. But instead, I sat in a room full of women realizing this weight that I had carried my entire life wasn't just me. That there is an epidemic that swept our nation and has thrust shame upon an entire generation. Now, for this story to make sense, you need to know that I grew up in a conservative Catholic household. I was taught that no sex before marriage was not only the only way, but if you didn't do that, that you were sinning and potentially going to hell. I was taught to abstain. I didn't have sex education. All I had was a terrifying set of very graphic images put in front of me around sexually transmitted diseases and was never explained how my own body works. Now, I'm sure you've heard stories about young women who have gone to these retreats and vowed to never have sex before marriage. And I've been to one. I unknowingly was required by my church and high school to attend one of these abstinence retreats when I was just 17 years old. And at the time, I was completely sucked in. I even spoke of the event like it was the best thing that had happened to me during my teen years. Jarred by the manipulation and the ritual of it, I thought it had changed me, made me a better person, and set me up for a future marriage with a life partner that would cherish me. What I realize now is I had 18 years of indoctrination, of people making me believe that this was the only way. And anyone who's been indoctrinated for that long will believe absolutely anything. I don't want anyone to tell you otherwise. When I walked away from this community, I had an eating disorder. I had deep shame around my own body and a guilt that was so intense that I was suicidal in my teen years. I carried a lifetime of trauma I had to work through that was both related to this message, surrounding this message, and woven into the fabric of this community. Now, I want to be super clear. This is not an anti-Christian message. This is not an anti-church message. You get to make your own choices. I am not here to tell you what is right and wrong or what you should believe or not believe. That's not what this is about at all. I'm not saying there is an inherently bad denomination or that being a part of organized religion is inappropriate. Not what I'm saying. I can both be a church-going Christian woman and someone who is deeply hurt and manipulated by organized religion. I had to break down all of my walls to find out what was true for me. It's not even really about sex, though. It's about how ingrained we are in our own society and our own communities that we truly can't see the harm that we're putting on others or even subjecting ourselves to. Society carries expectations. People carry expectations. We're taught to follow the rules, to comply, to submit, to obey. And those teachings, they were put in place to keep us safe. I understand why they existed, but they are also the same deep-rooted beliefs that are keeping you stuck. Now, some of it is deep and dark and shameful experiences that keep us falling in line. But others are super goofy expectations that society puts on us every single day. I'm not suggesting you break down your entire belief system. Investigate every experience like it's the root of your trauma. Like that-ish is something you need to work on with a therapist or a trusted spiritual leader.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. The moisture-rich balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa. I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash. It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling moisture-rich balm, the moisture-rich body balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Instead, I just want you to start questioning. Why do you show up the way you do? Would it be different if you carried less shame or guilt? Would it be different if you felt like no one was watching? Would it be different if you were in front of strangers instead of a community or family you've already built? Would it be different if you examined how your views have changed and evolved as you've aged? Would it be different if you allowed other points of view in your life? Would it be different if you were only worried about yourself? I absolutely know, with 100% certainty, that the answer is yes. It would be different, not just for one reason, but likely dozens or hundreds or a thousand reasons. You would make different choices. You would show up differently. You would act differently. You would make different decisions. Life is too freaking short. How would it feel if instead you walked in your truth? How would you show up if you were not worried about anyone else and you were only worried about staying true to your personal values and belief system? I realize even just literally recording this episode is going to ruffle feathers. There are people that are going to read into the things that I'm saying, assume things about me or my belief system. They're going to manipulate the truth. But I can't walk in that fear anymore. Now, I'm assuming a lot of you are like me, and that when you start to deconstruct how you show up, you'll assume that the opposite is what's going to happen. If what if you've generally been doing is socially acceptable, quote, right, in line, then doing it your way must somehow be unacceptable, false, hurtful, or manipulative. But you aren't those things. So why are you assuming that acting in your truth is unsafe? You aren't the antithesis of who you've portrayed. You're a deeper, more nuanced, interesting person than the one that you've showed out loud. I'm not here to say I'm on the other side of this journey. I have a lot of growing left to do. In the same and very specific way that society has told us to talk about sex or act with our partner or show up as appropriate, I want you to consider, like, how are these unspoken expectations thrust on every single area of your life? And how would showing up in alignment with your truth look like? What would you do? I know for me, it's been deeply freeing. I feel more powerful. I feel stronger. The criticism still hurts, and it can absolutely still derail my day. But when you're sitting in that truth, that conviction will bring you back to your feet faster than it ever has. I feel more at peace. I love my body more. I have a healthier relationship with food. I have a better and stronger marriage. I communicate my needs, my wants, and my desires. But I realize those things were only possible because I did this work. And when I shared recently in my community about getting more visible, there was so much fear echoed back to me. So much so that originally I was going to do an episode around fear.
and showing up. But like the more I sat with the topic, the more I really thought about why people were intimidated about things that they should be excited about. We're talking about launching and putting new offers out into the world and sharing things that can impact people positively. Like, why were people so held down and held back and scared and intimidated? And I realized it is because it is so much more deep-rooted than anyone is willing to talk about. There are some parts of this that you might be able to get through by just powering through it. But there is a lot of ish on your plate that you're not going to, quote, just like get over it by doing that, by powering through. Some of y'all have some real shit to process, like things that you need to work through. And this might be a personal journey. This might be something that you're self-reflecting on and you talk to someone you love and care about and work through it on a one-on-one basis. Some of you maybe need therapy. Some of you may need to go on an antidepressant. Like, I'm not here to say what your journey looks like. I know what mine has looked like, and it has been bumpy as hell. And while I know that that journey is going to take some time for you, I also know that you still want to run a successful business in the meantime. You still want to get out there and grow. Have more visibility, have more leads, have more people paying attention. You want your business to provide more income with less sacrifice for yourself, of your time, of taking away from your family and the life that you want to live. You want alignment there. I feel it. I see it. I hear you talk about it all the time. So in the meantime, while you're processing, I want you to go back to those questions. How would it be different if instead of like running it through all of these outside filters of what's expected, that you only looked internally, that you reflected upon your own values, upon the way you want to show up? And it's gonna trigger some people. That is a very real consequence of you paying attention to you. But that doesn't inherently mean that it's bad or that you shouldn't do it that way. You can do so many incredible things. Your future is so bright. And I also simultaneously know that the growth in my business was only possible when I worked through my own personal fears, traumas, expectations, anxiety, and sadness. You aren't alone in this. You have a community of people who deeply care about you and want to walk alongside of you. And see you absolutely crushing it in business. I want you to be fully you, unapologetically you, in a place that is safe for you to act in that way. And I want you to join us. I want you to be a part of it. It's going to take some time to work through your stuff. I get it. But in the meantime, I want to give you the strategies and the tools so that when you're ready, you can go. So to find out more about what this online community is all about, and it's not around deconstruction, it's actually way more focused on business strategy and marketing tools and the like tangible things that you need in your business. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about this hard stuff too. You deserve a community that's safe. And I've worked so hard to create that space. You can go find out more at creativetemplechop.com/membership. I want to see you inside. I hope you'll join me.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.